Hello, everyone, and welcome to Note to Scene, a music news podcast covering everything from pop punk to metalcore. I'm Matt Crane.
I'm Tyler Sharp.
And welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen, where every week we discuss all the biggest news stories in the music scene. Find more episodes of the show on Apple Podcasts, where you should please rate and review us. Email us at notescene@gmail.com. For this episode, we will be breaking down the final Vans Warped Tour lineup in its entirety and reflecting on the legacy of a tour that was, at one time, the center of our universe. All right, let's go. All right, we just got to get back into listener questions and feedback because we have been slacking, Tyler Sharp.
We have been way slacking, and a couple people might have forced our hand this week, so there's a few things we got to address here, I think.
So we're kind of backlogged on all listener questions. Apologize for that, but we will be getting back into the flow of it. But our first little bit of feedback actually comes from a musician. Last week, we did our episode on Under Oath's new song. And to give you context, we were talking about how we didn't think the band signing to Fearless Records was a good move because Fearless is too small, and we think that Under Oath should have signed to a major label. Well, a singer of the band, Spencer Chamberlain, listened to the episode and disagreed with us, and he tweeted at us, "Know your facts. Fearless Records is owned by Concord. These people don't know what they are even discussing." Spencer is referring to us as the people who don't know what we're discussing. And Spencer's got a point here. We did, you know, and it wasn't for nefarious reasons, but we did leave out that Fearless was owned by Concord. I genuinely forgot. To give you guys context to this, Concord has been buying up scene labels kind of left and right lately. And they're not quite a major label. They were a music publishing company, mm-hmm. and they bought Fearless, they bought Razor and Tie, they bought Vanguard. Am I missing anyone else scene-related? Vanguard is like where Andrew McMahon is.
Right.
Razor and Tie. What the fuck's going on with that dumpster fire right now? But obviously we know all the bands on Fearless. Is there anyone else on Concord?
I'm trying to think off the top of my head, but I don't think so. I think those are the three main scene ones.
Yeah, they've bought a few other indie labels too, though. But Spencer has a point. Concord is kind of a major label, and they could offer the band bigger support than just Fearless Records could. But what I thought was interesting was about Spencer's response to us was how we were talking about how we thought Under Oath was going to go in this radio rock sort of major label driven direction. And Spencer seems to kind of be confirming that here. Like, you know what I mean? He wanted to point out that, no, hey, we are on a major label.
This is a major. Like you said, Spencer has a point. We didn't mention the whole Concord deal. And the real reason, you know, he's referencing a point during the episode when we were talking about how Fearless hasn't had the best track record with pushing songs to radio, with the exception of I Prevail, who have really done arguably more work themselves than the label has. You know, the label kind of wants I Prevail more than I Prevail wants the label at this point. And then we mentioned Pierce the Veil Circles, but outside of that, there hasn't really been much coming from that label and seeing rock radio success. So we were kind of basing it off Fearless's track record. And to be fair, you know, I spoke with Under Oath's manager, Randy Nichols, last week, and he was kind of explaining the other side of it to me and how the deal with Concord is very young. And a lot of Fearless bands just don't fit the radio rock formula. So they're just not pushing them at all. Right. But there's obviously going to be something here on the Under Oath record that is going to be pushed to radio. And this hasn't been pushed. And from what I've been told, this won't be pushed.
You're talking about the new single.
Right, On My Teeth.
On my Teeth.
Yes. So this was more of the fan service song, like I kind of speculated last last episode. And another thing, we could touch on kind of a sidebar out of this is that we're fans running this show, like we're not part of the formal press industry anymore, so we don't get behind the scenes information other than what
Shout,
we.
shout, shouts to all you ex-journalists out there. We out here.
Absolutely,
We are out here.
absolutely. And we know you're out there. But we a big part of this podcast is just documenting the fan experience. And part of the fan experience is genuine reactions to things and speculation about what's coming next, because just like listeners, we usually don't know. We know some things that are coming, but we're not
Like
getting.
Tyler and I, like we still have our little birdies, we still have our little connections, but we don't work at Alternative Press anymore. We're not plugged in. We don't have all the info. But to give, and it's always great to hear from a musician. Like Spencer Chamberlain
Absolutely.
reaching out to us like this is awesome. I love it. But I do kind of still disagree with him in a way, because Concord, I don't really think you can say they are a full-on major label. You know what I mean? Like some bands have had I think they've had a few, maybe two or three mild rock radio hits that I can think of from some bands that are actually just straight signed to Concord. There's a few of them. I can't think of them off the top of my head. But Concord is not, they're not firing on all cylinders. I mean, they're buying a lot. Man, I think they recently bought like the back catalog to some just huge fucking band. Like they're buying a lot and they're building, but I don't see Concord as this fully functioning major label that I think could help Under Oath. Like if they were signed to a Roadrunner via Atlantic, for example, or if they were signed to Capitol or something, with the help of Universal. So I still disagree with Spencer, but I appreciate him taking the time to listen to the show and write in.
Absolutely. And shouts to their manager, Randy Nichols, for reaching out to me and being like super cool about the episode. Him and I had a really good, civil, educated conversation about everything. And
Absolutely. Randy's always been a really, really great guy to work with. But we gotta move
always.
on. Next, we had a listener question. Listener Ben wrote into the show. Ben says, "One of the biggest bits of news that flew under the radar with Under Oath was the fact that the band is now signed to Fearless Records. In my mind, that puts Fearless into new territory. I was wondering if you fellas would mind giving your rankings of the best scene label rosters currently. I'm thinking labels like Fearless, Hopeless, Pure Noise, Equal Vision, Victory, Epitaph, Sumerian. You want to go first, Tyler? Or I'll go first? I'll go first. I'll just start this
Okay,
off.
yeah, go for it.
Okay. As far as powerhouse rankings for these labels go, I am going to say, oof, this has gotten a lot harder over the last couple of years.
It used to be pretty
Right
blatant,
now,
right?
I'm going to say Fearless, Hopeless, Epitaph, Pure Noise,
Wow.
Sumerian, EVR, and Victory at the bottom. That's where I am.
What about Rise?
Oh, Rise, shit. Okay, let's take my ranking I just said, but
Okay,
let's slide Rise right below Hopeless.
so third.
How about you, Tyler Sharp? Yeah, third.
Yes.
Because of Rise is just the Paris flop and the At the Drive-In thing not going off, and they accept it. Just Rise has not been having the success we're used to seeing them have. So in my mind, they've slipped.
Absolutely. They're slowly getting dissolved into BMG, and they're signing all these legacy acts, and they're not selling records, and their YouTube channel doesn't have the power it used to.
Whereas my point is, Rise a couple of years ago was dominating Fearless, but at least Fearless now is still like having success with Pierce and having success with I Prevail.
Yeah, definitely Fearless is ahead of the pack for sure. I
They got Under
agree.
Oath now. Shouts. I mean, shouts to the boys.
Always,
No
always shouts, no matter what.
matter what,
Definitely.
guys, we love you. We love you, Under Oath.
Yes, and I'm very excited for that new album, despite
I'm
what
very,
some
very
people may
excited.
think about last episode. But so, label rankings. I am pretty close to you. I am with Fearless number one, Hopeless number two, Rise number three, Epitaph number four. Then it gets really muddy. I'm kind of leaning more towards Pure Noise next, and then Equal Vision, then Sumerian, then Victory.
You know, Pure Noise has just been hitting more out of the park than EVR lately. You know, the story so far is outselling any band on EVR right now,
Right.
you know.
EVR have these weird kind of bubbling hype bands that they might have been able to do something with, but
And I'm
apparently they botched the water parks
they
release and they just lost Nothing Nowhere,
yeah
so.
they lost Nothing Nowhere, which is maybe about to be the biggest fucking thing ever. And
Right.
water parks, yeah, the release just didn't go well. And victory is over. I mean, it's never gonna
It's
happen,
been
you know what I
over
mean?
for like 10 years now,
It's done.
man. Yeah.
Epitaph is still a powerhouse, you know. They're sitting on that, you know, Offspring money
Offspring
for life,
money.
and Falling is still working well. Like, Falling in Reverse is they're still working well, man. They're selling out big shows. They're, you know, getting good numbers. They're selling
Honest.
records.
Yep.
Sumerian is the, you know, that's the tragedy here, I feel like. You know, it's just
Talk
what
about
happened, you
a
know.
fall from grace, man. They were given a rise for their money back in the day.
I mean, they can, yeah, at one point they were bumping head to head with Rise for metalcore dominance. And, you know, they put out a successful Asking album this year, but like, who the fuck couldn't? It's Asking Alexandria. You know what I mean? That record pretty much sold itself, The Return of Danny. Other than that, it's like all their other bands are just falling the fuck off, you
Like
know? And
what
there's a whole
bands,
thing to that.
man? What
I mean,
bands?
the owner of Sumerian is busy making a fucking movie, or he put out a movie, you know, starring your favorites, Andy Black and Ben Bruce. But I think there's a little distraction going on with the management of that label, and they should be focusing on music.
Yeah, the problem
And
is that Ash doesn't want to run a label.
right, he
He's
wants to run a
done
movie
with
studio.
it. Yeah.
All right. Our next bit of feedback comes from listener Desiree. She writes, "Hey guys, this is not really a question, but I just want to say thank you for making this podcast. I'm a 21-year-old semi-retired emo kid, and listening to the podcast every week feels like talking to old friends about the news and topics I really care about. I don't have any friends who are into the scene, and it's honestly disheartening to not have anyone to talk to about it. But the show makes it way better. Shouts to you guys. Sometimes you're the only thing that keeps me chugging along during those hard-ass college days. Thanks again. Love y'all. Dez." Hey, shouts to you, Dez. I mean, that is pretty much the mission statement of our show. That's exactly what we hope we can make people feel when we do this.
Man, when I read that email, I about started tearing up, man. That's the coolest thing to me. Like, we're pretty aggressive on this show, right? You know, like this is we don't really hold back, but it's just like it warms my heart the fact that
But like that's how you're back in high school, man. I mean, think back in
yeah, that's
early
how we
college. That's
talked,
how we
right?
were, you know. Like
Yeah.
that's you talk with your friends, you know. Fucking what Sonny Moore do this week? Oh, fuck around here. And it's just that's why we started this show. We wanted to have that conversation, you know, that we all don't get to have with our friends because they don't like the
Exactly.
same music as us. And
Yeah.
Tyler and I were doing it, and we figured we'd share it with the world. And it's working out way better than we thought it would, to be honest.
Never,
I don't think we ever thought
never.
it was going to get this big. I mean, we get a lot of emails like that all the time, and so many people listening.
Yeah.
It's been a really fun journey, to be
It
honest. And
has. It's
emails like that is where it's really just make us appreciate the listeners. So, you know, thanks to her,
absolutely.
thanks to all of you.
Yeah, always.
But we got to move on, Tyler. We got to get into our main story this week. This is the big one. The lineup was announced for the final Vans Warped Tour. You know, this was going to be an annual tradition for Note to Scene. We were going to do our Warped Tour lineup breakdown episode. We started it last year, and now Warped Tour's coming to an end. So this will be the second and last annual Warped Tour episode. I figure we should kind of do it the same as we did last year. We'll go stage by stage and kind of analyze the stages and sort of the posturing of it all and what we think. But
Cool.
before we get into that, I was at work, so I missed out on a lot of this, but you experienced the rollout, right? The initial announcement day,
I
which
did.
from everything I'm hearing, it was kind of a clusterfuck. So can you kind of take me through the announcement, Tyler? Like, what was that like?
Yeah, so Warped Tour Day rolled around. I get home from class and call up my buddy Brian Storm. Shouts to Rockfeed. Go sub to the YouTube channel. He's killing it over there. And, you know, we're talking. It's about 15 minutes before the drop's supposed to happen. And we're talking, we're speculating. We don't know what the lineup is. You know, we're hoping for the best, and we thought we were preparing for the worst, but we didn't know how bad it was going to get. So we hang up the phone but a couple minutes before the drop, and I'm just refreshing the Facebook page over and over. And at top of the hour, when it dropped, Warped Tour uploaded this video to their Facebook page, and it was a post, and it had a link to their website where the lineup was supposed to be. So this video, it's like 3 minutes long or some shit, and it's just random shots of like people painting and doing stuff and just random art stuff, and it's like, what the hell am I watching? Where's the fucking lineup? So I click on the link to the website, and there's nothing there. It's just the dates still. So the website was super laggy.
Surprise! We're not doing it this year.
There was no, right? Yeah, exactly. There was no lineup there. And so I keep refreshing. I watch all the way to the end of this video. And at the end of this video, they're showing like a mock of the daily stage lineup, like the blow up thing at every Warped Tour date of the lineup. But it just lists the bands for each stage, and it doesn't show what dates they're playing. So it showed that, you know, it made it look like Under Oath were playing the whole tour and All Time Low were playing the whole tour. And this is all stuff we'll get into later, but it was really like false advertising is what it was. So I keep going back to the website, and it's still not there. It's still not there. And then I refresh one time, and the damn thing crashes. And it's just like, what the hell is going on? So I had to take a screenshot from this video and try and like zoom in on each artist and see which ones were playing. The rollout was absolutely terrible. They sent out a press release, and so supposedly Black Veil Brides was supposed to be a surprise announcement that was coming
Right.
later after this first announcement. And they, for whatever reason, they didn't take them off the flyer. So they weren't listed in the actual press release, but on the ad mat, like the JPEG that was attached in the press release, they're on it on select dates. So everyone was like, is Black Veil Brides playing or is Black Veil Brides not? And, you know, in the email with the press release, they spelled Kublai Khan wrong. They put an apostrophe in harm's way. I mean, it was just like this massive clusterfuck. And I was so sad by the whole
You
thing.
know, I gotta check in here because, you know, I don't know this, but this look, Kate Truscott has like run Warped Tour's marketing for a really long time,
Okay.
and anyone who's worked in the industry and worked with her and worked with these Warped announcements, you know how professional she is, and like these announcements were always so spot on. Even the rollout ones where we'd announce, you know, five bands a week, and I get the feeling like she's not there anymore. Anyone, any listener who can confirm this or not, you know, feel free to write a note, cn@gmail.com, or tell me if I'm wrong. But like this is not her. Like, you know, her announcements are always so professional and timely. And this looks like either she's left, which means a big power player in the Warped Tour sort of controlling council has left, or she's not, people just aren't giving a fuck about their job for the last time, you know? Like, I guess, you know, where's the motivation, you know, when you don't have really job security, if you know this is the last
This is
run?
it. Yeah, I mean, man, just experiencing this rollout firsthand, and having to put forth so much effort to find out what bands were playing, and like they built this thing up, man. They dropped a teaser the day before. People were dissecting it. It had like little kind of subliminal messages with names cut up, and people were pasting it together in like the Chorus.fm forums, and you know, shouts to Absolute Punk, shouts to Jason Tate. That community's still there. But
They're still there.
PRP ran a piece on the rumored lineup from people who were piecing together names. And like in the hours leading up to it almost felt like,
PRP,
holy,
shouts to Wookabus out there doing
right?
work.
Always, forever, for what, the last
Doing
20
work.
years? Yeah. It felt like this was like there was
From Limp
discussion.
Bizkit to Warped Tour, 20 years of the PRP.
Exactly. But
Pembroke Palace up in here.
it felt like this Warped Tour announcement was going to be, an experience. It was going to be an event, and they didn't really tell anyone that they weren't doing a live stream. When the top of the hour hit, I was ready for a live stream. I was ready for an event, maybe not necessarily live bands, which is totally fine, because let's be honest, Memphis Mayfire, Bless the Fall sounded like shit 2 years ago or a year ago, whatever that one was.
So last time they did the live stream with the announcement. Did they have Jules Verra play too?
They did that year.
So there was like Bless the Fall, Memphis Mayfire, Jules Verra, and at least someone else. And that was they cut off the live stream. They used to do the live stream of the first day of the tour. And they took that away, and that sucked. And we were pissed that they left us with this shitty live stream of the announcement. We're like, we'd much rather have a live stream of day one. And now they just said fuck it and took away the live stream of the announcement too. But I mean,
but I haven't heard for sure whether or not the first day is being streamed. I'm guessing since I haven't heard that it isn't. But
what are the odds on that? What's Vegas saying right now? Because I would not put
pretty
much stock in that.
Pretty
man.
Fucking low, but we can hope, right? Like I still want this thing to be good. Like,
that's
this
an
is
expensive
supposed to be
endeavor.
Good.
You know, to get all that camera work and production crew, and it's the final tour. They're really going to put that expense into it. Judging by the booking of some of the bands and the way they've handled it, I don't think they're really busting out the pocketbook here. So
I know. It's so sad, man. That whole day just bummed me out so much after this thing came out, because I was feeling so good the 24 hours leading up to it. The teaser dropped. I had friends texting me that I hadn't heard from in a while, being like, yo, you see this teaser? What bands are playing? You know? It kind of felt like the old days in a way. And
you're like, sorry, man. Forever the Sickest Kids won't be there. You can go back to doing what you're doing, man.
God, yeah, right.
It's not 2008 anymore.
It is not 2008 anymore, you know. But I was excited for a split second, and you know, just had the whole rug ripped out from under me.
Good for you, man. Getting some excitement. All right, let's go through these stages. This year we got the two main stages, the Journey's left foot stage and the Journey's right foot stage. Let's start with the Journey's left foot stage, because that's the top build stage. So on this stage, we got 303, Asking Alexandria, Beartooth, Bowling for Soup, Frank Turner, why? The Interrupters, why? Knuckle Puck, Mayday Parade, Real Big Fish, State Champs, Sum 41, Taking Back Sunday for One Date, if I'm correct. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, we'll go through that in a minute.
This Wildlife, hello, welcome back, boys, and Water Parks. So, I like this stage. Like, this was a good first glance for me. Like, upon getting the press release with the lineup, I looked at this first stage and I was like, okay, I am satisfied with this. I can go see Asking. I can go throw back to 303. You know, Mayday Parade's on it. That's always a good time. I mean, Sum 41, yeah, you kind of got to put them on the main stage. You know, they're not going to play Warped Tour unless you put them on the main stage. They're Sum 41. And it's a good throwback thing. Water Parks, again, getting that slot they maybe don't necessarily deserve. You know, Water Park's still a smallish band. Should they be on the main stage? I don't know. What do you think, Tyler, of the left foot stage?
Okay, so my first question to you is, did you look at the dates that these bands are playing? Asking Alexandria is playing, what, five dates? Six dates?
I did. And that I realized that littered throughout this whole tour, a lot of these dates are conditional. A lot of these bands are only playing temporary dates, but I sort of feel like it'll work itself out, or maybe I'm just being too optimistic, but like, you'll get a decent show, I feel like. You know what I mean? Maybe one or two towns are going to get totally fucked, but in the end, one or two of these, you know, conditional bands will be there, and it'll be a good show, I think.
Dude, Beartooth are playing three dates. Or
yeah, that's
four,
tough.
Or whatever. I mean, and they don't even line up with Asking, so you can't see Asking and Beartooth on the same day. Well, I'll just go through the bands that are playing the full tour on this stage. 303, not Asking, not Bowling, not Beartooth, not Frank Turner, not The Interrupters, Knuckle Puck, Mayday, Real Big Fish, State Champs,
Thank
This
God,
Wildlife.
Knucklepuck. Thank you. Thank God, Knucklepuck will be there the whole year. Because I mean, what the fuck would we have done without them in Shapeshifter,
dude,
everyone?
Sum 41 is playing one date. One date.
You know, shouts to the boys though. Like maybe they couldn't make it this year, and they're like, hey, you know, Blink didn't do it. You know, Warped, Sum 41. This is a band that came up on Warped. You know, and at least.
So let's talk about the biggest band on this stage. Is it State Champs or Mayday?
I think the biggest band on the stage is Taking Back Sunday.
They play one date.
Well, all right.
That doesn't count.
If we're not counting Taking Back Sunday, who do we think is the biggest band?
If we're only counting the bands that are guaranteed to be at every date.
And that is between Mayday Parade or State Champs?
I mean, yeah, right?
Dude,
Knucklepuck sure as hell ain't up there.
No, yeah. Well, are you counting out 303?
Dude, are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? That
know,
band hasn't
so
mattered
I'm
since
kidding.
2000.
We all know. Long time ago, Tyler and I ran a story about whatever happened to 303 on Alt Press, and their management company freaked the fuck out and woke me up at like midnight and...
Still apologize to you for that, man. Still apologize to you for that.
Yeah, you got me in trouble that night. Shouts to Mike Shay. Shouts to Mike for, you know, dealing with me and Tyler and our shenanigans and always accommodating our editorial practices. But I guess I would say, dude, you know, Mayday are a massive Warped Tour draw. They just always, anytime I've seen Mayday at Warped, people show out. They are always a main stage, one of the biggest draws at Warped Tour. So I'm going to say Mayday are the biggest on the stage.
Okay.
Although that one date TBS are playing, I think that shit's going to go off. So
do you even know what they're playing June 24th. I don't even know what date that is.
I don't know. I'm not going to go look.
It's Ventura, California.
It's going to go off. Like TBS at Warped, people are going to show out. That's going to be fucking huge.
You watch. They only play shit from their newest album.
No, I think, you know, they know what this
they
is about.
They better fucking
I think
know.
All these bands know it's the final Warped Tour. We're here to play the classics. You know, this is a classic tour. This is a nostalgia tour at this point. So, I mean, what do you think? You agree with me, Mayday? Is the biggest band on the stage.
Yeah, congrats. Your main stage has the biggest band as Mayday Parade.
Look, you know, I mean, they didn't have Mayday last year, and this is the type of stuff that was missing last year. I mean, you need these big staple scene bands. If you can't at least get a huge headliner, like a Bring Me or an A Day to Remember, like, you know, these bands were missing last year. You need
Because they played
a
the
band.
Year before, man. Like, this
yeah,
is just...
You just need them. They're solid draws that... You need them there, and it's good to see Mayday back. You know, the Interrupters, how the fuck are they on a main stage?
I don't want to
like,
talk about it. What the hell is Frank Turner
punk,
doing there, man? Like
the ska punk thing. You know, there were 2 years, like, fuck that. There was a year and a half where we had to pretend that Frank Turner was, like,
right.
the biggest thing.
Right.
That was a weird time. And I actually didn't mind that record, that one song, you know, give me evening and I can fuck up anything or whatever that song was called. He had some radio success with that recovery song, you remember? Something about going into
Vaguely.
Recovery.
The only thing I ever liked that dude did was he had a hardcore side project called Mongol
okay.
Horde.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, that he was known, yeah, he was known pretty well for that before, but yeah, he actually he had the full major label push though, and that's why he got some radio success. But man, dude, Frank Turner, no, was never gonna happen. I think he got on the cover of AP too. He somehow lucked out, snuck on.
I just remember one time I ran a story about him calling out Taylor Swift or something, and he got a ton of backlash for it. I can't remember the context around what it was.
Hey man,
but
we've
that was
all
the,
been there.
That was the only time Frank Turner ever mattered in my world was that story.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I mean, Real Big Fish, like, do they need to be on the main stage? I mean, I get it, I guess. You know what? It's like they're like an interlude band, you know? It's like it's the between the two bands.
Is that the kind of like the rite of passage band you have to sit through
the
wait
to get to your
favorite
band? Yeah, it's just
like come out and favorite band.
Yeah, just listen to this boring ska.
I'll never forget
while your favorite band.
The comment that you made about how many times you've seen Less Than Jake waiting from first to last.
Dude, I have seen Less Than Jake more than any Less Than Jake fan because I've been at every Warped Tour and I've had to sit through their set because you know you get there And you want, I'm a barricade warrior, as we've discussed, and I wanted to be up front. And to get up front for your favorite band at Warped, you have to go to the band before it's set and shove your way up there. And then by the time that they clear out, so I've done that with Less Than Jake so many times, where I've been on the barricade for Less Than Jake, just like waiting for them to get the fuck off the stage. So like from First Alaska come out, or Greeley Estates, or some band I really cared about. And fucking times I've had to see that band,
God,
man.
I
It's
died.
crazy.
I think you tweeted that one day, and I just that was like my favorite tweet of all time. But yo, shouts to Less Than Jake, man. They had a song in the Digimon movie that I watched as a kid growing up, like on repeat. It's called All My Friends Are Metalheads. It's a low-key banger for sure. But yeah,
I didn't have here, so good to
ska is
know.
not drawing any people to Warped Tour
Yeah,
this year, that's for
it's
sure.
just like, yeah, they're the interlude band, just chill out, hear a fucking trumpet, for 15 minutes while they fade ASAP up. That's all it is. Like Bowling for Soup, I don't get why we keep like pushing this
How
Bowling
are
for
they
Soup
still a
revival.
thing,
Like, are people
man?
about it? They were on the last Warped Tour, right? And they kind of been around more
They're just
lately.
always
They were on,
there.
yeah, like, but they went away for a while and they
Did
kind of
they?
came back. Yeah, after the like 2010, 2011, like 2012, they were kind of gone. And like 2014, they were on that Warped Tour, and it was like all of a sudden, oh, Bowling for Soup. I remember like we interviewed them for AP, and I was like, why am I here doing this
Why
right
am I here?
now?
Dude, I mean, shouts to High School Never Ends, right? 1985. Those are the two
I mean,
mainstays,
for sure,
right?
you can't deny them, they're singles, but
Yeah, I don't think that
yeah.
band should matter in 2018.
Stage champs, I mean, they gotta have a good run here.
Is that
Let's face
the main like full tour bands? That's the most prom that's the band with the most promising future, right? State champs.
it. I mean, in doubt though, we're not sure.
Oh,
You know, it's like,
right. But I
can
mean,
they do it?
you have
I
nothing
think,
else. What, water parks?
yeah. Water parks, yeah. No, the water. I don't mind that Water Parks album. That's
I mean, we talked about it. It's not terrible, but it didn't sell worth shit.
there's nothing in my system, and I'm feeling what I feel for you. Do 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 do. So yeah, State Champs is like, is there an album coming? Where are we with them? Like, I feel like.
There's supposed to be an album dropping this year, presumably during Warped Tour on Summer, so they could push
Okay.
those fucking pre-orders at the merch table, man. Time to capitalize one last time on Warped Tour.
Absolutely. So they need, I feel like they need to have a good run. This is the band on the stage to me, like they need a good run. They need a good run. They need good singles
This is
from the
their last
album, and
shot,
they need
right?
to connect. Yeah. I mean, this they really need to make the most of this. Knuckle Puck, you're done. I mean, good luck.
We're gonna talk about that
Quickly.
reimagined EP that they're rewriting songs from their last album because they're
Our
so
last album
bad.
was so bad that we're gonna rewrite it and put on an EP because that's all the space it was worth. All right, are you gonna put on some shade glasses and go jam out to 303?
Oh,
Because I
hell
might.
yeah.
I
Hell
mean,
yeah.
what are
That's
the chances
2008, man. That's 2008 in one band.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. I'm a vegetarian and I ain't fucking scared of him. I think I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go jump around and do it. I think a lot of people are, I think they might have a surprisingly big crowd.
I think, it may be as a joke, but I think people will be there. I think people will be there because, I
The
mean, let's be
follow-up,
honest,
Streets of Gold.
Starstruck, fucking My
The
First
follow-up though,
Kiss.
Streets of Gold, which got totally like written off, is actually a really good album. Like, it's good. I like
It's
it.
not
It's
bad.
got bangers,
Not
man.
great. Not
Got
bad.
that Kesha song on it,
Yeah,
right?
it was good. They had
It's
some
good.
moments. They had some moments.
You know what I'm thinking though? Starstruck.
Dude.
What are the chances Warped
No.
Tour alumni Katy
No.
Perry
No. No.
pops in
No.
for a performance of her part of 303 Starstruck? I mean, could that be the big moment? Katie was tweeting and Kevin was tweeting at Katie. I don't know. There was some conversation earlier this
There
year.
were two tweets, Matt. There were two
Yeah. But I mean, like,
tweets.
are 303 connected enough? Just get Katie for one date to do that one part of that one song, and it would be the biggest story, of the week.
I mean,
Because Katie was on Warped Tour 08 for those who don't remember.
Katie might
And
have some like
I
whew, PTSD flashbacks if she ever mentioned 303 in her presence ever again.
remember at Warped Tour 08, on my way to go see, I think I was on my way to go see Gym Class Heroes, walking by the small stage. I think she was on like whatever, you know, the Smart Punks. It was a small stage. And walking by, seeing Katy Perry, you know, and I was like, oh, that's just that girl with the I Kissed a Girl song. She's never going to matter. I don't need to see this.
Oh
And that was the
no.
biggest mistake of my
Pretty
life.
much everyone who, because you know you're not alone at that. Everyone who did that summer is saying the exact same thing.
Yep.
But
Exactly.
yo, I was hoping there was part of me because Gym Class got on the Fall Out Boy tour for a few dates. They're doing that fucking cruise with what train? I was hoping they were gonna.
Don't talk about a train cruise. I can't with the train cruise. But
I
yeah,
can't
I,
even.
yeah, that would have been cool
I
to see
was
Gym
hoping
Class
for a
back. I
few
think.
dates on here, and I was going to use that as my conspiracy theory speculation as the reason why Katy Perry isn't going to be on Warped Tour this
Just Travis there. Yeah, I don't think
Just
she
because
cares about
Travie. I just wanted to. I could have spun that narrative, man. I could have had it, but for whatever reason, they're not here.
All right, that's enough for Journey's left foot. Let's move on to the next main stage, Journey's right foot stage. So on this stage, we got All Time Low for like what, two or three dates? Long
Three.
in Reverse, 4 Years Strong, Issues, Less Than Jake, Shouts to the Guys, Movements, Real Friends, Simple Plan, The Main, The Fucking Used, Tonight Alive, We the Kings. Again, I see this stage. I like this. I'm about this stage. If this stage was just a show, I'd go to it. Like, this has a good mix. A lot of these bands feel like they belong on a main stage, and I like it. I'm feeling good about it. How about you, T Sharp?
All right, time to read off the bands that are playing the full tour from this stage. We have Issues, Movements, Real Friends, Simple Plan, and The Main, and Tonight Alive, and We the Kings. This is a pretty
All right.
sad main stage, Matt.
Look, the Used are playing 621 to 710. That's pretty dope.
Are they coming to you?
I'm not sure yet. I think they are, but that's pretty cool that the Used are back on Warped Tour. I like that.
Well, I don't. What the hell? Why can't they do the full tour? I don't understand. This shouldn't have been a conversation that we're having with these types of legacy bands that are at the level the Used and Taking Back Sunday are right now. They should be willing to do the full tour. We should be talking about one date for Paramore, one date for
Yeah.
Blink-182, one date for fucking, I don't know, 21 Pilots, you know, in another
Yeah, but
world,
we,
but.
we knew we weren't gonna get that when, and you can go listen 2 episodes ago when Warped Tour decided to blow up Blink and Paramore on Twitter and start a bunch of
Right,
drama with them. We talked
which
about
is
that.
what made everyone think that, okay, at least we're gonna have the Used and Taking Back Sunday
Yeah.
playing emo night jams every day on Warped Tour this
Right.
summer. No.
I'm happy we're at least getting the Used for 20 or so days. Like, I think I'm happy with that because the Used know they're gonna know what they're doing here. They'll play a throwback set. Kevin is not letting them bring the Canyon anywhere near this tour. You know what I mean? They're gonna
You
play all
know
the
they're
jams from
fucking playing at
self-titled and
least
In Love
one
and Death.
song from the Canyon. There's no way in
I don't.
hell you're
Maybe
gonna.
one song, maybe that one single,
They're
but they're
playing the
gonna do
single.
all and they're gonna do In Love and Death, they're gonna do self-titled, they're gonna do Lies for the Liars. You know it's gonna be the nostalgia set that they know Warped Tour deserves. Like, I know they're gonna, I just know they're gonna deliver. They're the Used. They're the fucking Used. Falling in Reverse, dope. Like, I love Falling in Reverse. They're playing for a decent-ish amount of time, and you know, actually, going back to the last episode, that new song, Losing My Mind, I think I had originally given it a 7 out of 10, and it has been bumped up to a 7.8 out of 10. I just gotta
Wow.
throw that little side note in there. That song is, it's almost, it's like near banger status for me. Like, I'm listening to it a lot. It's just like
God,
a lone part
man.
too. It's so much fun, man. I'm loving it. 4 years strong. Like, where the hell have they been? They've been doing stuff, right? But like, no one's been
Doing a
caring.
fucking 10-year tour for Rise or Die Trying. That, like, let's please not pretend that that album mattered in fucking 2007. Oh my gosh, dude. I will
I
say.
mean, it did kind of, it did, yeah, it didn't really start mattering until like 2009, right? Like 2010 maybe,
Yeah,
right? Was
what?
kind of when they,
Feel Alive tonight on a Saturday, and it really must suck to be 4 years strong right now. I mean, shouts to Bada Bing with a
I
pipe,
know.
like it's a banger, but
Hey
like that
man,
band didn't matter back then.
shouts to Scott Heisel for must suck to be 4 years strong right now. The backstory behind that is my old editor at AP wrote a review of the Set Your Goals album, and in it he wrote, "It must really suck to be 4 years strong right now," basically saying because Set Your Goals are so good, and 4 years strong took that title right out of the review and wrote a fuck you song to my old editor. Good stuff. Movements, you do not belong on a main stage. I'm sorry. I know they got the hype, but I don't know, man. That album really wasn't there for me. It didn't
Let's
really do
define
anything.
hype for scene bands in
They
2018,
got
man.
like cred hype, I guess. I don't know.
It did like
Like,
3,000 first week. Don't quote
yeah.
me on that. I can't remember for sure, but I'm
Probably
pretty sure it was
less, man.
somewhere right around there.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe in the twos.
They're just like, they're not that good at music. You know what I mean? Like, the songs don't connect that much. And aside from their musicality, like, they're not big. Why are they on a main stage? You know, this is like when we saw Jules Verne on a main stage. It's like they're a little bigger than that, but they don't belong here.
Dude, there's no options left. Like, you gotta give it to Lyman. We have no options left. This is what
Like,
we
I'd
have.
rather see Under Oath here. You know what I mean? Like,
Yes, and
it
that's a
just doesn't make
conversation we'll
sense to
get
me.
to on the next stage, but.
It's like there are other bands on smaller stages that could be in these spots, but I
100%
think, you know,
agree.
movements are getting pushed by the right management and the right label with the right connections. And this band, I don't see this band mattering for that much longer. Real Friends, kind of a Warped Tour staple at this point. I think they've kind of earned their spot on the main stage. You know, even though they are a band that has stagnated, this is what we should expect from Real Friends.
I mean, I guess. I will say this. I will stop being the unwavering cynic here,
The
and I will
fucking Debbie
say
Downer of
that
No Jussie.
there is one thing that could save this whole stage and maybe the whole tour for me if we get this headline, a Burt McCracken call out to Gerard Way on Warped Tour. Could we
So
get that when they if they play Pretty Handsome Awkward? Could we get
man,
that?
you're in a dark place, man. Like, the only thing that can alleviate your cynicism is more cynicism. Okay.
Dude, let's make it happen, right? Like that would be a fucking moment.
I'm starting to realize, like, Warped Tour ending is having a real negative effect on your psyche. It
It's
really
bad,
is.
man. It's bad. I
You're
need to
not
talk
feeling
about
good.
it. I need to talk about it more.
Just think about it though. Like, the Used and Taking Back Sunday are on the same tour. I mean, I know not technically.
No, they're
Sit down. Sit
not.
down. Sit
They're
down.
playing a
Sit down.
fucking
They're on. Sit
festival
down.
together for one day.
They're on the same bill. And the Main and Mayday Parade are on the same tour. That's cool as fuck too. I mean, that's kind of a throwback. And the Main, like, I'm glad they're on the Main are on this stage. And you know, it's been really cool to see the Main having all the success they've been having. You know, they've castled up with their 8123 label. They've created their own little community, and they always draw good on Warped Tour. So, you know, I think the Main are gonna have a good run here.
I
They'll
think.
definitely throw it back with some nostalgic tracks, you know.
God, dude, I don't think so because they're still like they're having semi success. You know, they're having
Dude,
notable enough success
people
off
are
their
about
new
it.
they're
They're
having
at
enough
that point.
success off their new album to legitimize playing only new stuff from the last two
They're not going
records.
to play only new stuff.
I
It's Warped Tour. It's
Dude,
the
what the
last
hell?
Warped Tour, dude.
They
They're not
don't
only.
like
They're not.
Can't Stop, Won't Stop. They don't like
They're
when they were a
gonna
neon
throw it
band.
back for the final Warped Tour, Tyler. I promise you.
I
They're gonna play American Candy. They're gonna play, you know, the newer
Black
stuff. But
Butterflies.
yeah, they're gonna throw it back though.
My biggest
They've, but
question for
you know,
these.
they've been having a lot of success. It's
They have.
they've found the way to survive as a band. You know, they're always gonna sell like a little over 10,000 copies first week. They're always gonna play like, you know, almost 1,000 cap shows, and they're right there. You know, the Main have figured it out, and they're doing it totally independently. And I think they're gonna have a good fun run on Warped Tour this year.
So, My biggest thing with these two main stages, now that we're through with the bands that are playing them, I feel like, and this is just my personal critique, so
Well, hold on. We didn't.
don't at me, but
Before
I'm
you
just
go,
okay.
but
All right,
before
you
you
want to do
go
the
to
whole
this,
thing?
we got a couple bands we didn't address on this stage. All Time Low. I know you got to be angry about this.
It's three fucking dates, Matt.
Right. And this is the band that probably should have headlined this tour, right?
Absolutely. Like, you want to talk about Warped Tour nostalgia? So Long
Yeah.
It's Right. Nothing personal. That's fucking it.
You know, coming off the flop and the disaster and the just mediocrity that was the latest record, Last Young Renegade, this would have been a good chance for All Time Low to sort of come back and get some goodwill with their fans and just do the whole Warped Tour, kill it, bring out all their friends. It could
Oh
have been
my
a good
God.
thing for them. But to be honest, with the direction they're headed, you know, this whole like indie rock, pop rock thing, I'm surprised we even got them on the tour. I'm surprised they're even willing to do these dates.
We
So
got
I'm
them
kind of torn
because,
in between.
dude, they're playing fucking So Wrong It's Right anniversary shows, and the album's like, what, 12 years old, 11 years old? It's not even a
And
10-year anniversary show, and they're all
why
playing them in
even
the
do that?
UK.
Why not just play Warped Tour? It'd be better for you. You know what I mean? Like just
Exactly. Like, quit going. Like, the UK must have offered them a fuck ton of money, man, because that's where they played all those anniversary shows at, as far as like the tour wide thing. But I
Yeah.
mean, that's what it comes down to, right? The guarantees. And they obviously didn't justify what Warped could have given them
And
for a full tour
that's
guarantee.
the other side of this, is it comes down to money oftentimes. Where are these bands getting the most money offered to them?
Right,
Which, I mean,
like,
hey,
and you want to talk
are you
about fucking punk rock, you know, with
right?
Blink-182. They won't even, you know, they won't play the tour. There's nothing
All right.
punk rock about these commercialized asshats.
All right, Tyler Sherbrooke. We need to bring it down just a little bit. I know it's a dark time. It's the final Warped Tour,
Gotta
but we
breathe.
like to have fun on this podcast. Are you gonna go see We the Kings on the stage, and are you gonna scream "Check Yes, Juliet" at the top of your lungs?
I
That's
will
the
try
question.
to time it to get to only see their last song.
Tonight Alive. Fuck that band. That's about it for this stage. All right. You had your point you wanted to make
Yeah,
about
so now
what
that we're through with the main stage, I feel like Kevin and all of, you know, the Warped Tour organizers and bookers, they stretch the nostalgia too thin. And if we would have focused more on late 2000s Warped Tour nostalgia, such as 2008, 2009, 2007, I feel like we could have gotten a more, oh my God, remember MySpace, remember all this shit. Instead, we got, you know, bands just playing one date, like Taking Back Sunday, and All Time Low playing three dates. You know, we could have had just bring back those 2008 bands and have them play that shit, you know, play their 2008 albums. I mean, I know we're not gonna get Omarosa, we're not gonna have them play Relativity. Bring back Dance Gavin Dance. You know, I know that they're on the Under Oath tour, and that's why they're probably most likely not here. But could you imagine, you know, hearing Downtown Battle Mountain and the Death Star album songs on Warped Tour in 2018? A
I don't
Skylit
know if
Drive, Wires in
yeah,
the
I don't know if
Concept.
anything relating to our man JC is allowed to be echoed in the Warped Tour vicinity anymore.
I mean, the Dance Gavin Dance nostalgia, just, you know, cut out Downtown Battle Mountain. The nostalgia's around the Death Star album, man. Let's bring back Kirk
We
Travis for a
don't
few
got time to get
songs.
into this argument,
I
but
know, but
Downtown Battle Mountain for life.
shut
We
your
don't got time to get
mouth.
into this argument.
Shut
All
your
right.
mouth. Breathe Carolina. Where's Breathe Carolina? Where's fucking, let's bring back Medina
All
Lake.
right,
Let's just
Tyler,
keep. Ugh. All
you got
right.
to go through the rest of these stages. And actually, we got to go through them pretty quickly because we spent a
I
lot of
know.
time in those first two. So, all right,
I
the next
know.
two stages are the heavy stages. You got Mutant Red and Mutant White. The Mutant Red stage is Chelsea Grin, still a band, D's Nuts, Ice Nine Kills, still trying, still fucking trying. Holy shit. Kublai Khan, My Children, My Bride, Sharptooth, Silverstein, The Amity Affliction, Twisted, Wage War, and that's it. I have no reason to go to this stage. Other than Silverstein, that's the only band I would have any interest in checking out. And to me, Silverstein could probably have been a main stage band. Like, fuck, kick Movements off the main stage and put Silverstein up there.
And unfortunately, you'll be lucky if Silverstein is playing your date, because they are only playing, what, 6 dates, 7 dates, something like that.
The date fact checker here tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, we gotta be transparent, right? That's what everyone's pissed about. It's not about who's playing Warped Tour, it's about who's playing your date. So,
I'm just trying to be like,
I know.
I know, I
I
get your
know.
point. I totally get it, Tyler. But I'm just trying to be like, look, this is what we got. Let's just make the most of it. It's the last one. I'm
But yeah,
just trying to.
okay, hey. I will look forward to 100% My Children, My Bride set. I haven't seen them since 2012. I was about that fucking band in 2008.
Sure.
Shouts to Solid State. Wage War, go see that band. A lot of hype right now for a metalcore band.
Yeah, they
Kublai
just, the
Khan.
last release did pretty good. What, like 8,000 first week?
89.
Yeah,
8,900
it's
first
almost
week.
9,000. Very, for a metalcore band and this time and climate when every other metalcore band is failing, that is a statement. You know, Wage War might have a promising future.
Yeah, and Kublai Khan, they got a special place in my heart. I've backed them since the Guilty Dog demo days. Love
Yeah,
that
but
band.
I mean, their day has kind of come and
Oh
passed,
no,
you know,
like that
as far
band
as
is
career
very
goes.
over, but I will still recommend you go see them because I think they are a
Amity
good band.
Affliction kind of over. There was a moment where they were fucking
I mean,
huge. Like they were.
didn't they have their biggest first week in their career for their last album? It was like 13,000 over here.
Yeah, it just feels like 2014,
Yeah, I mean,
2015, that all peaked. Like they just
that band
doesn't
doesn't
seem like
have
they're
much of a
mattering.
future over here, but they can, over in Australia, they could co-headline with A Day to Remember.
For sure. I mean, they're massive in Australia. Yeah,
Right.
for you. I mean, totally. Yeah. You know, I'm blown away. Einstein Kills are still a band. I love Silverstein, you know, discovering the waterfront and
OGs for sure.
all right, let's.
Is Twisted like Riff Raff Part 2? Is that what that is?
I don't even know what that is. I'm not gonna touch it.
Right,
All
next
right,
stage.
Mutant White Stage. This is the other heavy
All
stage.
right.
August Burns Red. Crown the Empire. Dayseeker. Still happening? Every Time I Die. Hail the Sun. Why? Harm's Way. In Heart's Wake. Knocked Loose. Say it, Tyler.
The boys, right?
The Boys.
The
Motionless in White. Necro Goblicon. Under Oath. Bells. Ring the Bells. And Unearth, like, shouts to Kevin and Warped Tour for like digging up Unearth, wherever the fuck those guys have been. Like, they put out some good metalcore records in the early like
Dude,
2000s.
2005, right?
Yeah. So, what's your takeaway from the second heavy stage, Tyler Sharp?
I mean, I'm trying not to be a cynic anymore, people. I feel bad for the first. I'm sorry for. I apologize for the first half of this
Feel bad
episode.
for bringing everyone down, Tyler Sharp.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. ABR, if they're playing your date, go see them. They're only playing like 7 dates.
Yeah, I just hope they're not playing too much of that new record because there's
I
not a lot
mean,
there.
there's not. But for the kids who rode for it, there were 17,000 of them. So there's something there. Crown the
Just do
Empire.
Consolations front to back.
I mean, that's what we all want, right? So,
That
just play
would
Marianas
get like
Trench.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm not gonna see August Burns Red this year, but like if they did Consolations front to back, that would get me to go see them.
All right. Well, I don't think they're playing your date, so. Crown the Empire. God,
It's
man.
over.
What
It's
happened?
over.
That was.
I mean, it's been over.
I know we've had this conversation on the show before, but that band was supposed to be a thing, man. Like they were really almost a thing.
Hey man,
Anyways,
we gave them like two covers at AAP. Like we believed in them
we
and
tried.
they had a big first week. Didn't one of the records do like 20, 22,000 first week or something
I
like
think the
that?
last one did 18.
Yeah, and the one before that did like
Did it?
22.
Okay.
Yeah, it was huge. Like they were
Okay.
like it was like they're bigger than Issues all of a sudden, really? Like they had a moment there
Mm-hmm.
where they were big, and they don't even have a screamer anymore. It's fucking over. It's
Yeah.
done. Every time I die.
Dude, why you gotta skip over Dayseeker, man? They got a
All
few
right, all
bangers
right,
on
okay.
that last record. I do recommend people
Okay.
go check that out. They're on the whole tour. If you can see that band, see that band. Every time I die, I mean the OGs, right? And they're on the whole
Oh,
fucking
geez.
tour. They're on the whole
Straight
fucking
up.
tour, you know? Looking at you, Taking Back Sunday in the Used. Hail the Sun. Shouts to Swan Corps. Shouts to Will Swan. I'm always gonna
Oh,
ride for
that's
those.
who that band is. Okay,
Yeah,
okay.
I'm always gonna ride for those post-hardcore bands. Harm's Way, you don't have to go see
I
that
had them
band.
mixed up with another Sun band when I insulted them. There's some other
Oh,
Sun band.
yeah, I was like,
A
what the
bunch of
hell,
kids are in
man?
it. Oh, yeah.
In Heart's Wake, that band tried, man. They tried. It's not
All right.
happening though. Knocked Loose, kind of pissed that they're only playing four dates.
Well,
Means
hopefully.
this means that they have a summer tour lined up, and it better not be
Yeah.
with a bunch of other hardcore bands. So I hope it's something big. Motionless playing the full tour. They're arguably the biggest band that's playing the full tour. I
Except,
guess.
we've seen them just take a fucking beating, over the last 6 months.
Hey man,
Their record
I'm
flopped.
trying to
All
be
those.
positive. I'm trying to
All.
be positive, man.
Well, I mean, you can be positive about some things, but Motionless and White is that's a stretch,
Agreed.
they the record tanked, the singles didn't stick. All of
No.
a sudden it's like they're not one of the biggest bands anymore. They
No,
were
not at all.
they were huge.
They
After
dropped from
Reincarnate, they were fuck,
it's 32,000 for their album
first
before the newest one, and then this one
Reincarnate.
was 17 or 18, something like
Yeah,
that.
it cut in half, and it's just like all of a sudden, Motionless and White matter way less, and
No
it's crazy.
streams, no radio push.
Yeah, it's just wow, like
Never
the
heard
mic.
of Necrogoblicon. I
Yeah, don't care.
don't
And I'm not going to the final Warped Tour to check out new bands. Sorry.
care.
Get the fuck off
Under
the stage.
Oath, shouts to the boys, always, as we're gonna keep saying.
We love you guys. We
Yeah,
love
we love
you.
you guys. The three dates or four dates, however many you're playing. I get it, you're playing literally every rock festival across the globe this summer. Unearth, go see that band, just because. Go see that band.
Just because you probably won't ever get a chance to again, because
Exactly,
who even
exactly.
knows how that
Yo,
happened?
shouts to Unearth,
What's
man.
the record with the fire tornado on the cover? I like that one.
Oh, that's a good question. I am not brushed
Yeah.
up on my Unearth
It's been a
knowledge.
l I mean, dude, nobody, I don't think anybody is right now. It's been a
Anyone?
long time, man. I don't even I was that was surprised to see that name. Yeah, hopefully Knock Loose are like get not playing too many dates. Hopefully that they're getting their shit together and they're gonna make a good record. That's kind of what I'm hoping
Yeah, I
for.
mean, they got a new one coming out this year. The
Yo, man, I.
reason why I'm hoping is that they got a really good tour lined up, solid one that's going to break them out of the hard traditional hardcore fan base
Yeah.
more.
And I want them to leave hardcore so bad. And I know you're going to hate me for this, but, like, I really liked that Turnstile single.
Wow.
And I want to see them do something like that so
Hell
bad. And
fucking
I know you're going to
no.
hate me, but I want them to make something melodic, man. I want melody from
Listen,
this
they
band.
can do
And.
melody and not be a fucking stereo gum band, man. We're
Yeah,
not
I
going
want
there.
melody. Did you see Pitchfork actually destroyed that Turnstile record? I think they gave
Really?
it, yeah, they gave it like a five,
Oh, I
I
didn't
think.
see
Yeah,
that. I mean, it
Pitchfork.
did literally 2,800 first week or
Yeah,
something like that.
the bands, they're canceled. Yeah, I guess. But I really liked that single. But okay, all right. Next stage. The Auli.fm stage. This is the pop punk stage. We got As It Is, Assuming We Survive, Broadside, Capstan, Chase Atlantic, Dead Girls Academy, Doll Skin, Don Bronco, Grayscale, Make Out, Pele Royale, Phineas, for some reason.
Hey, back off,
On
man.
this stage with As It Is in Broadside,
I know.
Phineas,
I know.
Picturesque, Sleep On It, Story Untold, Trash Boat, and With Confidence. Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second. The Phineas thing is just hilarious to me because it's like all this pop punk, and then you got the biggest, hardest slayers on the tour playing this stage. Why are they on this stage?
Yeah.
Is this a typo?
God, I don't know,
Like,
man. Anything is up in the air at this point,
why aren't
but
they on one of the heavy stages?
shouts to
Phineas
this
are like the
band.
hardest band on this tour.
Check your schedules before, when you roll into the tour and see this band. Highly recommend it.
I mean,
They
if you
are
like really heavy intricate stuff
I don't care
type.
who you are. They got big
Don't
hooks.
yeah,
They
look,
got
if you're an all-time low fan, don't go see this
of course. I'm
specifically.
trying, man. I'm trying to grow this band. They're great. They're fantastic musicians. They are very good at
They had their
music.
shot, you know.
They're very good at music.
I enjoy their music, but you know, they had their shot.
As it is, over. I mean, that
Yeah, oh
band's
yeah,
fucking done.
way over. So over. The
He's
last record did not sell anything.
Patty is now in a post-hardcore band with Jared Alangi and another YouTuber who I can't remember the name, but
Yeah.
she's the front woman and she's fantastic. Like, this band is
Yeah, and they actually
awesome.
had a really successful crowdfund, right? They raised like a
Yeah, they
fuck ton
raised
of
like
money for the record.
$50,000 or
Are they
something
good?
crazy like
Have you
that.
listened to them?
They have a few covers on Spotify and stuff, and their original stuff is kind of just like it's almost throwback post-hardcore, but
Yeah.
not totally. So, I mean, if you're
You
into
know,
that stuff, it's like really cohesive music.
there was some like Broadside hype and like maybe last year,
I
and there was like
tried.
some backlash to the Broadside hype. Like
There was.
I can't figure it out. It's like they had a little momentum and they didn't, and the record kind of did okay, right? Like for a victory band, it
It
did
did
okay.
1,700.
Yeah, that's pretty okay for a victory band.
Oh no. The shade is being tossed.
I mean, what else are they selling? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so I guess that was the back. Like, they really just weren't that big. They got a good push, and
I mean, Victory put everything that they had
yeah, it
into that
really did.
band,
It's crazy
and it
because you
was
know
nothing.
Victory Records used to be the biggest scene label. I mean, they put
TBS,
every other scene label
Hawthorne.
to shame.
Yep.
Taking Back Sunday, Hawthorne Heights, you know, Thursday, A Day
Thursday.
to
Yep.
Remember, Silver
ADGR, of
fucking
course.
Scene.
Silverstein. Hell yeah.
It was just there was it's crazy before you knew it was a bad label. Victory, there was a time when Victory was cool. Like there was a
Hell,
time when
dude.
you'd put a Victory sticker on your car
That
because like
bulldog,
holy
man.
shit.
Yup.
Yeah, holy shit, were they putting out good records? You know what I
Yup.
mean? It was crazy. It's just crazy to think they were the biggest indie label in the scene by far, and they had you know, they were called like a major indie label, and they had offers from every major label wanted to buy them, and you know, Tony didn't sell. He didn't, and he ended up, you know, rich as fuck, making a boatload of money off like Taking Back Sunday, who went platinum and gold on multiple records, which is huge when that happens for an indie label. And Hawthorne Heights, who went platinum on multiple records. And, you know, even bands like Thursday, who still sold hundreds of thousands of copies, you know.
Absolutely.
He, Tony from Victory, made out with all the cash, you know, and then even managed to sort of revive with bands like A Day to Remember.
And
And,
I mean, God, they were kind of like Fearless back in the day. They were signing really low-level bands that didn't get the push they deserve, probably because the label just forgot how to develop bands. But
right.
Secret Lives of the Freemasons, Driver's Side Impact, Across Five Aprils, fantastic bands that put out great music that unfortunately never got heard of. But yeah, back in the day, Victory were a force, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, totally. Okay, so like, dude, I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna go see Makeout, because I really like that Makeout record
Oh,
and
be
it
careful, man.
jams.
Be
And I know I'm
careful.
gonna get some hate for it,
Be
but man,
careful.
dude, it's hot. I know this is hot. Don't touch the stove, but like that Makeout record jams. I kind of
It's
want to see
low
them play it
key.
live.
It's low key. Like,
It
Feldman's touch
cooks.
is all over that record. You know
Yeah,
it's a John Feldman album, just like the new Blink-182 album.
it's a heater. Are you gonna cop to it? Are you gonna go see him
I
or
don't
not?
know, man. Maybe with like binoculars from a distance.
You don't want to be seen doing
I don't
it.
know, man. Is that band safe?
I don't know, man. Yeah, he took it down in the store. You know, sleep on it. They've had, you know, some bubbling hype. This
Tried.
could be a good run for them.
I
I mean, they
tried.
might pick up some fans here. Trash Boat, is it over already?
I didn't even think it started.
Okay, all right. Yeah, it was small, but you
I think
know,
they had what, one song with Soupy, and that was like their
yeah.
only moment ever?
There's been some small pop punky hype there, but I haven't checked in a while. Don Bronco, you know, if you read Rock Sound Magazine, are apparently like the biggest fucking band in the world, but I've yet to see proof of any such thing.
Man, you know, we're bringing up them and we're about to get to With Confidence. I thought both those bands were canceled.
Yeah, no. Yeah, not Don Bronco at least. They've come back on top somehow. So yeah, so with confidence, all right, I don't want to get into any of the stuff because it's so muddied and muddled and allegations every which way, and we're not judges, we're not journalists, but I just got to say that I'm surprised
Yes.
that Warped Tour, given the history and the recent infinite incidents we've had with bands and allegations on this tour specifically, and the bad rap Warped Tour have gotten. And I'm not even coming to judge with confidence because I don't really know the situation that well.
Right.
I'm just saying I'm surprised Warped Tour would even go near this. Like, why even risk that kind of exposure if you know there's even a potential problem? Like with confidence aren't going to draw that much to a tour. You know what I'm saying? It's not
I
like they're
know.
a giant asset you need. And that was kind of like when Kevin, like, backed Front Porch Step so much, you know, for Warped Tour. I was like, Front Porch Step wasn't even that big. I was like, why treat him like he's so important and why help him so much to be on tour? I just didn't understand it because it wasn't like Front Porch Step at the time was a big artist, you know. He was
Right.
bringing 40 kids max, you know, to
Right.
his show. So that was, I was surprised to see with confidence, you know. And I don't know the whole situation. I'm not condemning anyone. I'm not, I don't really know it that well, but I was just surprised that Warped Tour, it's like, why even every other week we got another band being outed for something?
Like,
It's like, why even put them on the tour?
why do we even have to have this conversation now?
Have you seen, is Warped getting shit for this, like
Oh, the
on Twitter and
backlash
stuff?
is real, dude. And it's not just Withcon. It's Don Broco. It's Makeout. It's, it's so many of these bands. And it's just,
And he
it,
and I will ride for Kevin for the rest of my life. He is the nicest guy. He's such an awesome person. He really is a good person. He tries so hard to make this tour good, and I just
Yeah.
think he just makes mistakes sometimes. And this is an example of one of those mistakes, I think. You know,
Yeah.
it's just a weird oversight that could kind of feel like a middle finger maybe, but you just gotta not take it that way, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Any other thoughts on this stage, Tyler Sharp?
I don't think so, man.
Okay, well, the full sale stage, I don't know what's going on with that shit show, so when that gets announced, we'll talk about it next week. But that is it for the show this week, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoy the show, please, please, please take the time to rate and or review us on Apple Podcasts. If you would like to talk to us, send us a note at notescene@gmail.com, and we will happily answer your questions on the show. See you next week, everyone.